Well, good Friday morning, beloved. Oh my goodness, this week has gotten completely away from us. How wonderful it is to be able to spend a few moments with each of you this Friday morning as we open this day up in prayer and reading God's Word. Today, we are in John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, and this is the story about Nicodemus, a Pharisee who approaches Jesus at night and questions him about the kingdom of God. Jesus describes what it means to be born of the Spirit and says that by believing in him, one will have eternal life. The reading concludes with a contrast between light and darkness. Light is a prominent image in John's gospel and indicates the presence of God. And as we conclude our time together this week, we remember that God's guiding word for us has been love. So, let's begin reading John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. There was a Jewish leader named Nicodemus who belonged to the party of the Pharisees. One night, he went to Jesus and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher sent by God. No one can perform the miracles that you are doing unless God were with him." And Jesus answered, "I'm telling you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God without being born again." "Well, how can a grown man be born again?" Nicodemus asked. "He certainly cannot enter his mother's womb and be born a second time." "I'm telling you the truth," replied Jesus, "that no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. A person is born physically of human parents, but is born spiritually of the Spirit. Do not be surprised because I tell you that you must all be born again. The wind blows wherever it wishes. You hear the sound that it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it is going. It is like that with everyone who is born of the Spirit." "Well, how can this be?" asked Nicodemus. Jesus answered, "You are a great teacher in Israel, and you do not know this? I'm telling you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we report what we have seen. Yet none of you is willing to accept our message. You do not believe me when I tell you about the things of this world. How will you ever believe me then when I tell you about the things of heaven? And no one has ever gone up to heaven except the Son of Man who came down from heaven. As Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the desert, in the same way the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its Savior. Those who believe in the Son are not judged, but those who do not believe have already been judged because they have not believed in God's only Son. And this is how the judgment works. The light has come into the world, but the people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. Those who do evil things hate the light and will not come to the light, because they do not want their evil deeds to be shown up. But those who do what is true come to the light in order that the light may show that what they did was in obedience to God." And today's key verse is, of course, John 3:16. "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life." You know, I can almost feel for poor old Nicodemus, this learned teacher of the Jews, highly respected among the Pharisees, and he is just sitting in front of Jesus, and Jesus is telling him these things of God and the things of the Spirit, and poor old Nicodemus is, "Huh? What are you saying? How can this be?" And Jesus, in amazement, says, wait a second, Nicodemus, you're supposed to be one of these great teachers of the Jews, and you don't understand what I'm saying to you. It's quite simple. We're not going to gain salvation by worldly wisdom or what we can, our minds can wrap around, what we can understand with our brains. It's a faith thing. And when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then that saving work that was accomplished by Jesus Christ on the cross then opens the doors for eternity into our lives. Gives us a new citizenship. We are now citizens of heaven and not of the darkness any longer. Gives us a new goal. We are now on our way to heaven and not to an empty or Christless eternity. And it gives us a new family. Yes, you and me, Sister Terry, all those around us. It's our new family. Those in the church are a new family, a gift to us from our Heavenly Father. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are my Savior. Thank you for offering me eternal life by believing in you. And help me to grow in faith and share the good news about God's love with those I meet today. Amen. Well, that brings this week, beloved, to an end. Monday, I'll be back bright and early. We'll be speaking from John chapter 3, verse 22, when John the Baptist acknowledges the growing importance of Jesus' ministry. But, of course, by that time, we have Sunday morning, and I hope to meet all of you there. What a wonderful, wonderful time we have in fellowshipping, in not only in the Word of God and in song, but just in the presence of our brothers and sisters in Christ. So until next Monday, may God richly bless you with every spiritual gift is my prayer for you.